Radio's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting more video has emerged of some of Friday night's bloodbath in Paris, where Islamic State claims it was behind the multiple coordinated terrorist attacks, left 129 people dead, wounded 352. French President Francois Hollande called what happened Friday night an act of war. Six sites across Paris were attacked, including restaurants and a football stadium. Seven terrorists working in teams were killed, but it was not clear whether there might be more. In its claim of responsibility, Islamic State lashed out at the countries trying to suppress its attempt to establish a caliphate in Syria and Iraq, and said France remains at the top of the list of preferred targets. The reaction to the attacks has been immense, including that from the French community, the Muslim community there. We're on that part of the story now from Lisa Bryant in Paris.
There is a real fear by French Muslims that they're going to be the unfair targets of terrorists. I had a discussion with one of the campaigners of a new Muslim party in France. I just called him this evening, and he said that, you know, they were going to mark a minute of silence on Monday that's going to be observed throughout Europe. I spoke with a couple of Muslims on the streets, and their first reaction was, you know, this is not our religion. Our religion condemns this sort of terrorism. And, you know, one of them was out giving blood. It was his first reaction. He said he wanted to do something to at least help save some of the people who were wounded in the attacks.
That is Lisa Bryant reporting from Paris, and this is VOA News. U.S. Defense Department says an American airstrike has killed the head of the Islamic State group in Libya. Abu Nabil was an Iraqi national and an al-Qaeda operative. Pentagon spokesperson said the operation against Nabil was authorized and initiated prior to Friday night's terrorist attacks in Paris. Foreign ministers, other officials attending talks on Syria's political future, say Friday's deadly attacks in Paris have underscored the need to try to resolve Syria's crisis. Representatives for world powers, including the U.S., Russia, Iran, and the United Nations, wrapped up their second round of talks in Vienna on Saturday with a broad plan for a political transition in Syria, as well as a process that would lead to an agreement on terrorist groups in the country. Going into that meeting, Secretary of State John Kerry, who represented the United States, said common ground still possible in resolving the Syrian conflict.
Our goal is to develop a timetable for action based on interim steps. The participation of a broad range of Syrian parties, including both men and women, and the kind of political transition that will empower the center against the extremes.
United States and its allies have been seeking to bridge the differences between Russia and Iran over the political future of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Russia and Iran are supporters of the Assad regime. The U.S. says the Syrian leader must step down if there is to be any political resolution aimed at ending the war. The attacks in Paris expected to loom large at the G20 summit. World leaders, including President Obama, gathered in Antalya, Turkey for the summit, which begins today. VOA's Luis Ramirez is there.
There is no way to ignore this issue. In fact, it is going to be front and center stage. All the big players are going to be here. It's going to be let's say, an emergency meeting that was already in place, had already been called. The venue is here. You can expect a great deal of activity on the sidelines, although no bilaterals are scheduled per se. Certainly a great deal of conversation is expected.
VOA's Luis Ramirez in Antalya, Turkey. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said the Islamic State group cannot be contained. It must be defeated. She and two other Democratic presidential candidates faced off in debate on Saturday night. Forum began with a brief moment of silence for the people killed in Paris. Senator Bernie Sanders, who's running second to Clinton in national polls, criticized Clinton for her 2002 congressional support of the U.S. invasion of Iraq, and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, who is lagging behind them in the polls, said he supports the U.S. accepting refugees from the area.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA.
rewind. Let's keep it moving. Keep it moving. The best music now.
Yes, if I bought it, please don't touch, and keep talking that mess, that's fine. But could you walk on top at the same time? Then it's my name, it's on that tag. So remove your bag, let me call you a cab. Standing in the front yard, telling me how I'm such a fool. Talking about how I'll never ever find a man like you. You got me to stay.
The irreplaceable Queen Bee, Beyonce. My name's Larry London. Coming up, Justin Bieber, whose song Sorry is at number two right now off the Purpose album. He's got several songs on the new album that are written and produced by Skrillex. Justin's going to host a Evening with Justin Bieber tomorrow at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, California. He'll even show a film which is called Purpose, The Movement. A film about dance moves and feature a lot of his music. And Justin will be in the film. And, of course, the song that we're about to play, What Do You Mean, hit number one on iTunes in only 5 minutes after it was released. And since that time, it's been number one in more than 90 countries. Justin Bieber, What Do You Mean? This is VOA 1.
What do you mean?
so indecisive, what I'm saying. Trying to catch the beat, make up your heart. Don't know if you're happy, you're complaining. Don't want for us to win, where do I start? First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Wanna argue all day, making love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? Said you're running out of time, what do you mean? Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean? You're all protective when I'm leaving. Trying to compromise, but I can't win. You wanna make a point, but you keep reaching. You had me from the start, won't let this end. First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. What do you mean? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. When you nod your head, yes. But you wanna say no. What do you mean? Hey, yeah. When you don't want me to move, but you tell me to go. What do you mean? I wanna know. Oh, what do you mean? Ooh. Said you're running out of time. What do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean?
best music now. VOA 1.
I was scared of dentists and the dark. I was scared of pretty girls and starting conversations.
Stop. shake.
Taylor Swift, VOA 1, that song is 3 times platinum in India. 3 million copies sold in India. And if you add up the total around the world, it's over 9 million worldwide sale for Taylor Swift, Shake It Off. My name's Larry London, VOA 1. We've got No Doubt coming up. Gwen Stefani has openly admitted she is dating her fellow coach on The Voice, Blake Shelton. Both of them getting divorced from their husband and wife. No Doubt, It's My Life.
It's funny how I find myself in love with you. If I could find my reasoning, I'd pay to lose. Moon half won't do.
for quite a while. I just wanna be the one to remind you what it is to smile. Yeah, I would like to show you what true love can really do.
Don't care, we're going down. They got all the rocks, they said.
music. New music. New music. VOA 1.
She maxed the credit cards and don't got a job. She pays the gas with all the change in her car. Is that the end of the road? Can we bump in the before? And it goes, oh, 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 oh. He's walking home cause he can't pay for the bus. He needs a dollar but he ain't got enough.
Seconds of Summer, and that's called Hey Everybody on VOA 1. Michael Clifford from 5 Seconds of Summer fell off the stage during the Teen Awards Saturday night in London, and he's been seen walking around on crutches. He said he's okay. He'll get over it. Coming up next, Jess Glenn, Hold My Hand. This is VOA 1.
Standing in a crowded room and I can't see your face. Put your arms around me, tell me
So please don't make me wait.
Stoned. My name's Larry London. Check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Up next, Our City with Adam Levine, Locked Away.
If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same?
Right, I'm on.
If I judge for life, man, would you stay by my side?
side, or is you gonna say goodbye? Can you tell me right now? If I couldn't buy you the fancy things in life, shawty, would it be alright? Come and show me that you don't.
Now tell me, would you really ride for me? Baby, tell me, would you die for me? Would you spend your whole life with me? Would you be there to always hold me down? Tell me, would you really cry for me? Baby, don't lie to me. If I didn't have anything, so I wanna know, would you stick around? Down, 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 down. All I want is somebody real who don't need much. A girl I know that I can trust to be here when money low. If I did not have nothing else to give but love, would that even be enough? Y'all me need to know. Tell me, would you really ride for me? Baby, tell me, would you die for me? Would you spend your whole life with me? Would you be there to always hold me down? Tell me, would you really cry for me? Baby, don't lie to me. If I didn't have anything, so I wanna know, would you stick around?
Honestly, would you still love me the same if I
and Tove Lo on VOA 1. In just a few minutes, Miley Cyrus adore you. Miley turns 23 on November 23rd. She was at the Vanguard Awards show Saturday in Los Angeles. She was there to be honored for her Happy Hippie Foundation, which is an organization that helps the LGBT community. And she also went on stage to accept her honor. She licked a big, giant, white grand piano that was on stage being auctioned off for charity. And she thought licking the piano would raise its value. And apparently it did help. The piano raised $50,000. We'll hear from Miley Cyrus after Natasha Bedingfield on VOA 1.
Undefined. I'm just beginning. The pen's in my hand.